Thank you for listening to this lesson. We affirm that this lesson has inspired and uplifted you and given you practical tools you can use to divinely guide you in every aspect of your life. We give thanks that as a listener of our online Sunday lessons, you are open to donating to support this web ministry. Please click on the donate button and follow your inner guidance. Thank you, and we continue to hold you in the light.
Happy 2020. And you all should have received your mask as you came in. If not, then make sure you grab one in the back, because we're going to allow you to participate in a photo shoot. A booth has been prepared for you. You'll need your smartphones to do it. You will have your mask up, and on the inside of the mask, it reminds you that 2020 is perfect vision, but it's seeing through a spiritual lens. All right. Happy new decade. Happy new year. So for those of you whom I don't know, I'm Reverend Michelle Senegal, and I'm bringing you the word today. And in addition to the message, which is going to be brief, because we're going to participate in a white stone ceremony, and I say so much more there, you don't want to hear me on the front end as much. And also, the white stone ceremony throughout will have some times when we go into a meditative state. So do know that meditation is happening. It's just being incorporated in the white stone ceremony today. So how is everybody? All right, that's what I wanted to hear, and that's the way in which I wanted to hear it. Today, what I'm talking about is creating our reality. And so, of course, I've known about this theme for months, which meant that I got to really assimilate, experience, embody, and work with the concept. Not always in the ways that were to my liking, but the opportunities did present themselves. So what is it in terms of creating reality? When we create our own reality, we are doing so with every single thought that we have. What we experience in life begins within and it ends in our own minds. Our state of consciousness limits or promotes our well-being. Therefore, the contents of our consciousness, the degree of our spiritual awareness, our insights, perceptions, belief, knowledge, standards of behavior, qualities, and our morals are the treasure from which we build our lives. We can only build on what we are thinking. We can build only upon the thought atmosphere that we have created by the patterns of our thinking. And what we constantly construct will be built of the elements or the bricks of our consciousness. Nothing else. So we must fully grasp that what we think and feel and what we do is a conscious energy which forms the entire fabric of our life experience. It is the driving force behind all that happens to us, all that we do, all that we experience, all that we know. It is the ground on which we build our lives. And the reservoir of strength, giving impetus to our daily experiences and encounters. It is everything that goes beyond our soul. So what does that mean? The soul is the essence of our being, and everything that goes around our soul is that outer casing, our physicality, the world of material. And all at this present time is the full scope of what we are, who we are, what we have, and what we do. However, there are simple steps that you can take to make your lives better. There are very simple steps that you can take to be your best self. So what is the first thing that we need to do? We first need to decide. We need to make the decision that we want to create a very specific reality for ourselves. Then comes the hard part. I said the process was simple, but the work is very difficult. Trust me, I know. It is consciously controlling our stream of thought. Because if we have that ability, then we are in a position to enter our inner and creative reality. And to bring that, because I'm talking about the spiritual realm, bring that to the world in which we live, creating heaven right here on earth. So thought is causation. It's an inner movement which is largely the result of our perception of life and our reaction to the events and the circumstances in our lives. And every time this movement of thought takes place, it's also taking place within the universal mind upon cause according to law. We fortunately have access to the same power that molds the planets and all that is upon them. And the limit of our ability to use this power is not in principle, but rather in our understanding, allowing, and acceptance of this power. Our thought, in its externalization, will reach its own level. Just like water, they say, will rise and reach its level, the same is true of our thoughts. So where are your thoughts? If you think in terms of, say, a tone scale, and on this scale there might be, say, 12 levels. First level at the bottom might be guilt or shame. Upper levels of the tone scale would be joy and happiness. And then you have something in between. And some of the tones in between are things like anger, which is really neutral. Why? Because anger sometimes catapults us into changing a situation that we're not satisfied with. Or it can debilitate us. So that's why I say it is neutral. So if we have this 12-point tone scale, anger is around 6, because we can go either way with that. And so I ask you that, not rhetorically. I want you to think about that. Where are you currently on the tone scale? Are you vibrating at very high levels, therefore attracting and or repulsing the things that vibrate at that same frequency? Or are you at the lower levels of the tone scale, therefore attracting and repulsing those things that vibrate at the lower levels? So at the lower levels is not where you find happiness. At the lower levels is not where you find prosperity. It's not where you find abundance. It's not where you find joy. You don't even find love there. But the wonderful thing is that in any instant, we can raise our vibration by simply changing our thoughts and holding on to those thoughts of the reality that we want manifest in our lives. We are so powerful. Say with me, I'm so powerful.
I'm so powerful.
Yeah. And sometimes it's beyond our own comprehension. And therefore, the need for our work. And what is the work? The work is to stay in prayer, and the work is to stay in meditation so that we receive glimpses of the divine. We can't live there because that's really at the ultimate top of that tone scale. Then guess what? We don't need the encasement anymore. We ascend. So in this current physical state, we just get glimpses. And the glimpses are those glimmers of hope, those glimmers of joyous expectation, those glimmers of what's possible when we recognize that we have this power to create. And we're really co-creating with Spirit. But we have this power to create the very lives we say we want to live. So, this is how the creative process works. Our thoughts become subjectified in universal mind. Our thought determines the attraction and the repulsion in the experience of the one who is thinking. There is constant action on the subjective side of life, and it is the unconscious process which decides, for the most part, what is going to happen in our outer experience. We talk about being conscious of our thinking, but that typically only happens about 10% of the time if we're lucky. So what does that mean? That means the other 90%, and I actually just saw a new number, is 93% of the time what is controlling our life is the unconscious thoughts, the hidden beliefs that we hold that are below the surface of our awareness. And so that's why it's so critically important that we engage in spiritual practice often and constant. Cease without praying is what, cease not pray. How does it go? Pray without ceasing. Excuse me, got that backwards. Is what the scripture reminds us to do. So, we alone control our destiny and can co-create our reality. And in creating our own reality, it should be for the purpose of putting energy into the universe that will begin remaking the world as we want it to be. Do you hear that? Our world as we want it to be. This is not about living in denial, for the laws of existence will always apply. You only need to imagine who you want to be, what you want to have, what you want to do, and then start living as if this reality already existed. This is the act of creating your future self and creating your future reality. It begins right now with your thought. So, in summation of this piece, because as I mentioned, I'm going to talk a lot during the White Stone Ceremony, here are the two things I want you to take from what I said. We are bound by nothing except our thought and our belief. Number two, we can change the trend of causation. Do you know how powerful that is? We can change the trend of causation, which has been set in motion by, guess what? Our thoughts and our beliefs at any time we decide to do so. All we have to do is cancel the thought that is not in alignment with what it is you want manifest in your life. Cancel it, 86 it, send it back to the nothingness from whence it came. Not from just this life, but all past lives. And then we engage in right thinking. And what is right thinking? We say it every single Sunday. There is only one power and one presence active in my life and affairs, God, the good, omnipotent. That's right thinking. And so when the world is giving you something other than that, that's when you need to stand in your affirmation. Remind you of the truth, and the truth is what we just stated, that there's only one power. Regardless of appearances, there is only one power and one presence. So what we're going to do is a little bit different. We're going to have some meditative music. And I'm just going to ask you to go into silence as Demeter plays for a few moments, and then I'll talk you through the rest. So if we could just take that journey inward. Quiet your active minds. And breathe deeply. For breath is life itself. Envision, imagine the life that you so desire. Form in your mind the visual equivalent of all you want extant in your life, populated with loving, caring people. So what is it that you want to be doing? See yourself doing it. What is it that you want to become? In your mind's eye, become that person right now. Emotions and feelings do you want made manifest? Get in touch with them now. Is it joy? Is it bliss? Is it absolute love and happiness? Then think on those things that raise your vibration to that tone level, to that frequency. Ask you to be here now, meaning be in this consciousness throughout the rest of this white stone ceremony. And so now I share with you the significance of the White Stone Ceremony. It's an ancient ritual. When Jesus lived among us and someone served time in prison or bondage of any kind, even self-imposed bondage, they were given a white stone when they were released. Our white stone ceremony today provides an opportunity for each of us to be released from our self-imposed prisons. When you came in, hopefully you were given a white stone. If not, we'll make that happen. This white stone symbolizes our liberation, our freedom. It comes from this idea, the white stone ceremony, from Scripture, Revelations 2:17, where John talks about the people being given a new name. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. This ear is not referring to an outer ear, but the ear of the soul. This refers to the ear that hears the still, small voice as it whispers to us. As we develop this inner listening quality, we do so by getting out of our heads, abandoning our intellect and our ego, and connecting with our hearts through our contemplation of the ultimate reality. Again, Revelation tells us to listen, to develop the ear of the soul, to cultivate our awareness of our I am nature, and to regularly just sit in the silence and listen to the voice of Spirit. So I remind you of the other tools that are available to us to overcome and to correct the erroneous thinking of our ego. We can use our denials and our affirmations. A denial is the mental act of knowing that any negative condition need not be. Denial clears the way for realization of truth. It is a wiping out of wrong thinking and reasoning. It is preparatory to the building of positive, constructive affirmation. And the need for denial ceases as our thought rises to spiritual perception. So if there's any lingering, any residual emotions, feelings, thoughts that are not in alignment with your true nature, then just imagine that you are putting them on an altar. You are denying that they have any power over you. You are denying that they are renting any space in your mind. You're leaving them there. And in so doing, you are opening and surrendering to pure love. of us, we may have to work a little harder at this. And if you're in that place, just say, doubt, uncertainty, fear, I denounce thee. And now I ask that you take a deep breath, knowing that that is the very breath of life. So breathe in the life of goodness, of plenty, of much, of more, of health, of wellness, of abundance. For this is yours. It is a part of your divine inheritance. So claim it for yourselves now. And you may need affirmation to help you claim those things. So just in your mind, affirm that which you desire. Positive, present tense, powerful words which your soul is in resonance. So be reminded that these tools are forever available to you. Use them with the intention of training your mind to connect with your divine nature. It requires discipline. It requires mindfulness to be able to do this consistently. Charles Fillmore taught that the correct use of denial and affirmation eventually spiritualizes the whole of our being. So the next verse in Revelation says that to everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna. To all who see beyond appearances, I will give all that is needed to live, and to live life abundantly. This is God's promise to us. And our belief and our knowingness of this truth is how we create our own reality. The scripture continues by saying, everyone who conquers. Another way of saying that is anyone who overcomes adversity. It is not an outer war that you may have been fighting, but an inner war. And that war requires surrender. Meaning that we may be in the world of effects, but we don't have to be of it. And when we surrender to the consciousness of the Christ, and we do this by going within and by quieting our minds, we conquer all anxiety and all fears. What a paradox. Only in surrender is there victory. Not an outer surrender or even an outer victory, but an inner serenity. inner surrendering of all that does not serve us well. And accepting and allowing in all that does is the inner victory. It's the releasing and the letting go of the fear, the worry, the doubt, the uncertainty, and allowing God to be God as our lives. So this hidden manna of which I speak, from where does it come? It's derived from our higher levels of being. It nourishes our soul. It nourishes our body. And in the gospel, Jesus alludes to this very thing when he said to his disciples, "I have food to eat that you know not of." This is hidden manna. It is the vital life substance and energy of our Father, Mother, God. And to the degree that we assimilate it into our being, we live the lives of our choosing. And so the next stanza in the scripture of Revelation says that, "And I will give a white stone, and on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it." This is referring to the name or the word or the nature or the spirit or the purpose that God whispers to you and only you while in prayer and meditation. At this time in history, people believed that they had overcome their worldly circumstances when they made connection with the divine and received their new name. That new name was then written on the white stone. That new name represents our new nature, where there is freedom from error thinking and freedom from bondage. So at this time, I'm just going to ask you all to return your awareness to this physical time, this physical space. Raise your hand if you need a Sharpie. The ushers will come around, and whatever God has given you, write it upon your stone. Thank you. those very powerful words that speak volumes, and you may only need one. One word that describes the very essence of who you are, who you are aspiring to be. And be reminded that you get to choose. You get to choose the quality, the essence, or the nature that God has given you. And when God speaks, oftentimes it's more than one idea. Which idea are you ready to embody? That is the question. Which idea are you ready to commit your beingness to? That is the question. For that then becomes the word. In this white stone consciousness of joy, of joyous expectation, of victory, of overcoming, just affirm this prayer with me, but silently. I know that the Father and I are one. And in this white stone consciousness, I remember what God said to Moses. I am that I am. And in this higher I am consciousness, I learn my new name. I imbue my new nature. I create my reality that is in perfect alignment with my I am nature. I receive the hidden manna of my full potential. I know with absolute conviction and certainty that my every need is supplied. And so I consciously surrender and let go of all that is not true of my nature. And I commit to my spiritual practices so that I am in constant, ceaseless communion with the ultimate reality. Knowing God as my source, knowing that God is all there is nothing else. Regardless of what might be appearing to the contrary. And I give thanks. I give thanks for this opportunity to be co-creator with Spirit. I give thanks for the pouring of the higher consciousness into my beingness right now. And it's from this place that I step into the new year and I step into the new decade, fortified, renewed, uplifted, supported, and everything available to bring into manifestation all that I have envisioned and imagined. For this I give thanks. This ritual is complete. This prayer is complete. So we can release it, sending it forth unto the laws of existence, knowing that they are bringing all of these thoughts, these ideas, these feelings, these emotions, these desires, these aspirations into manifest form right now. I let it go. I let it be. Affirm with me, and so it is. Amen.